When we meditate, it's food for the mind. As the mind goes out looking for its nourishment outside, it gets a lot of junk food. The kind of food that gives it some strength, but also is bad for its health. And leaves you hungry for more, because the body isn't really satisfied. And so you keep looking for more and more and more. It's like potato chips. You eat one potato chip and it creates the desire for another one, but it doesn't really nourish you that much. And a diet of potato chips eventually could kill you. And it's the same with the nourishment we get from a lot of things outside. So we have to turn around and look inside for our nourishment. In terms of the Pali, this is called manosanjetanaha, and it's the nourishment of good intentions. The intention to do what's skillful and say what's skillful, think what's skillful, that's actually strengthening to the mind. It builds on the strength of conviction, persistence, mindfulness, and helps us to develop concentration and discernment, all of which are the strengths that we need in order to live in this world and not have our goodness ravaged by the world. So try to do your best to find a sense of well-being, a sense of fullness and rapture as you breathe in. Each time you breathe in, think of the body getting full of energy. And as you breathe out, let that full energy stay. It's almost as if your body is floating. You don't have to squeeze things out or push things down again in order to get the breath out. The breath will go out on its own. The good part of the breath will stay, and the bad part will go out on its own. Just allow it to come in and nourish the whole body. The sense of fullness, as the Buddha said, is an important kind of food. As one of the passages he says, we feed on rapture like the radiant gods. We feed on the sense of fullness. And when you feel full in the body, the mind gains a sense of ease and serenity. And you look around and you say, why would you want to get involved in all that unskillful behavior that you see around you in the world? It may come in your direction, but as long as you don't pick it up and throw it back at other people, then it just stays right there. Because you're not gobbling down what they're throwing at you. Because you've got a much better source of food here inside. So keep looking after it because it is really precious. You know you've got good food, so make sure that the flies don't come and land on it. Look after it all the time.